So this question comes in via email. So Sitka's LGBTQ community currently has no city or state protections against housing or employment discrimination or hate crimes. Would either of you consider implementing policies to protect city employees in the near term and support a voting process for citywide protections in the future? So that's about anti-discrimination protections for gay and lesbian Sitkans. And I think that question... I've lost my order, so I think Orion, I think you're up first.
Yes. Yep.
Simply yes.
Yes.
And Mayor McConnell.
Yeah, I would be. I think it's probably time to do that now. Yep.
Great. And then another question from Facebook. This is from Lisa. Have you read the recently published Sitka Community Foods Indicator Report? And what suggestions do you have for improving Sitka's food system? This goes first to Mayor McConnell. Mm.
I'm really excited about the fact that that project was done and did read the report, although it's been a while since I've looked at it. But I've been involved in the watching and somewhat involved with the whole food movement happening here in town. I also got to see at Southeast Conference a report from some communities over on Prince of Wales Island that are involved in it, because it's kind of a regional thing too. And I was very excited to see what they're doing in other communities. But Sitka also was featured in that presentation that was done in a video that they did. It was really neat to see Sitka highlighted so well. So I know I attend the monthly local emergency planning commission meetings that happen at the fire hall that have to do with what happens in emergency here in our community. And, you know, the food issue has come up at that time. And I know they're working on having food stashes and making sure that there's enough food for emergencies. I like the idea of the composting that came out of the CETA forum yesterday. I would also like to see a community greenhouse. I think I'm definitely in favor of that. And I think that it's important that the city help find a location for that. And I'm trying to think of what was in that report, but anyway, it's a good thing. It needs to, food's important and we're pretty isolated here. So, I think the more, self-sufficient we become as a community and learn how to take care of ourselves and find the food that we need and learn how to prepare it and preserve it, the better we are as a community.
And Orion, the same question from Lisa. Have you read the Sitka Community Foods Indicators reports, and what can the city do to improve food systems?
I have not read the report, but I do have a lot of ideas about how we can increase our sustainability and availability of locally produced foods. You know, the barge comes up, and that's if that barge doesn't get here, you know, it can be a lot of trouble. And so we need to be looking at each other and finding ways in which we can get to the locally produced foods, which means talking to the fishing industry and increasing opportunities for locally grown and harvested veggies and potatoes and chickens, animals, meats, dairies. Not dairy. It gets tricky because you start getting into state and federal regulations about what can and cannot be sold and distributed. So we need to really take a hard look at what at doing the most that we can do within federal guidelines, because we are very isolated and we need to focus on being self-sufficient.